Good morning, Carroll County. This is Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance from District 1 with your Carroll County Commissioner Weekly Podcast. Right here in the middle of Christmas and New Year. So to everyone, right out of the gate, let me start by saying Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. Whatever way you celebrate and however you're celebrating, please enjoy it and do it safely. I say safely because as we speak, the COVID numbers are again a little bit out of control. One of the things that we need to remember is the hospitals. The hospitals have been struggling. There's been a problem out there with wait times. The ER is inundated with folks. And we're currently trying to put together a when to or when not to call 911 so that we can help alleviate that situation out there a little bit. But let's try to remember that during this holiday season, you know, a lot of folks on the front lines continue to work. We have our doctors, our nurses, our EMTs, paramedics, firefighters, law enforcement officers, everybody up against this thing. So we're monitoring, making sure that the resources are there. I know that testing has been an issue. Seems like wait times for testing continues to be a problem. So kindly, I am recommending that everyone consider, if you haven't received a vaccine, to get a vaccine and or get your booster. 2 weeks ago, we were informed that there were 52 positive COVID patients at Carroll Hospital Center. 98% of them were unvaccinated. So think about that for just a second. 98% of the 52 positives at Carroll Hospital were unvaccinated. So are you going to get COVID if you're vaccinated? You certainly can. Are you going to get COVID if you've had the booster? You certainly can. But facts will tell you that the symptoms will be much less. And you probably won't have to go to Carroll Hospital Center. So, I don't know. I'm kindly recommending that that's what folks do. You know, I just think it makes sense. And hopefully we can all work through this. We're going to certainly see peaks. But the fact that we do have a defense, and that is vaccines, is a huge difference here. So anyway, kindly recommending that everybody do that. So in between Christmas and New Year's here, again, I hope everyone is celebrating safely and having a chance in some way to have a safe gathering with friends and family. Since we're coming up on 2022, let me recap some of the highlights of 2021. We'll start off with the fact that we are, again, a AAA-rated county, which means that is the highest level of fiscal responsibility that anyone can get. And we are certainly blessed to have incredible staff. To be honest, we do a tremendous job with our budget, ensuring that we do not overspend. We've been paying down our debt and living within our means, if you will, and keeping our tax rate consistent while all others around us have not. So thankful for that this time of year. And I want to say congratulations to everyone involved here at county government for making sure that we do continue to receive that AAA bond rating. And again, that means a lot when it comes to borrowing and interest rates, etc. So proud of that. Follow that into the budget of 2021, which was, again, very challenging. It always is. But we were able to make sure that all got some, and that's what we did. And our employees received a much-needed raise in compensation. And we were able to make sure that everyone, all of our departments, all across the county, had the resources that they need. So next budget season will be here before you know it, and we're already looking at how we can move on and take care of that. And it won't be easy. It's always a challenge. COVID relief money came down the pike, and we have been making sure that we spend that in the most professional way and the most fiscally responsible way that we can. We're making sure that we put it into the right categories, and we are realizing some really, really important improvements, not only to infrastructure here in the county, but we are making sure that the programs that need to have extra money for relief is out there. And again, we're doing the best with the money management there when it comes to COVID relief funding. So working on that, and we'll continue to do that. The budget also included something that I have been talking about since I was elected in 2014, and that was our gravel roads. And by the end of 2023, all of our gravel roads will be hardened. Now, that doesn't mean lines and shoulders and blacktop necessarily, but we've come up with a way in which all of them will be hardened. So there will no longer be any gravel roads by the end of 2023. So that's helping. And we're also actively working on grants for broadband, because in my district specifically, but there are other pockets throughout the county as well, but in my district specifically, we are still having a problem with folks not having the right access to internet. So we're actively working on that. We've already received two grants, more to come, and we're focusing on those roads that don't have any at all. So we'll be excited to see how that progresses, and we're doing and working as fast as we can on that. The community center in Silver Run Union Mills area at the site of the old Charles Carroll Elementary School, we're hoping to break ground on that the spring of 2022. Funding is in place for that, and a much-needed community center for everyone in that area will be coming very soon. We cut the ribbon on Exploration Commons. If you haven't had a chance to see that, that is the basement of the Westminster Library. It was a totally open basement that has been turned into an excellent area of learning. And there's a professional kitchen in there. There's a virtual reality. The sky's the limit there. So if you get a chance, make sure you stop by the Westminster branch of the library and check out Exploration Commons. That's an amazing facility, and that's going to bring some huge advantages for everybody here in Carroll. We also saw the realization of our new fire and EMS director. Mr. Mike Robinson has been on board now for several months, and our wheels were spinning for the last year, and we've made more progress under the direction of Michael Robinson in the last 3 months than we did all of last year. So he has hit the ground running, an incredibly impressive individual, and I look forward to what he brings to the table as we continue to ensure that we create the best combination fire and emergency medical services system anywhere. Again, we are proud to have him as part of our team, and he's doing great. We also saw the realization of 3/4 of our goal in ag preservation. We celebrated over 75,000 acres back in October, and we're actually approaching, if not over, 77,000 now on our goal of 100,000 acres. So a well-balanced county with great economic development, great economic growth, good residential possibilities, along with open space, all of that equals the best county in the state of Maryland. And I'm proud to be one of the leaders here to ensure that that continues. So that kind of wraps up 2021. I want to say to everyone again, I hope your holidays have been good. I hope the new year treats you well. Please be mindful of everyone as the debate continues and the emphasis continues on getting us out of COVID. We're only going to get through this if we all work together and we're kind to one another. So to everyone, to all the staff at county government, thank you. To everyone on the front lines, to our doctors, nurses, our police officers, our fire and EMS, thank you. Thank you to my colleagues, and to everyone, I wish you a wonderful 2022, the safest that it can be. This has been Steve Wance from District 1 with the weekly podcast coming to you from 225 North Center. Again, Happy New Year, everyone. Stay safe.